You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Downtown at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car.
That's the year 2 o'clock. You might want to jump out of that.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I told you it was Friday the 13th. Weird things happen. I told you, Mike Bell.
If
you're just joining us, that is our 2 o'clock opener. And if you're going, wait a minute, am I late? No, you're not. It's 3 o'clock. And Bo Morgan is out, our executive producer. But Bo Johnson, who's filling in for Craig today behind the glass, he just, I guess, played the wrong one. But
there goes the no-hitter.
Yeah, weird things happen on Friday the 13th. Hey, man, glad to have you listening on a Friday. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home 2020. We're going to get to what we're cooking today and what we'll probably do over the weekend. Mike, you said you're doing cheesesteaks? Is that right?
Did it last night. Matter of fact, just had some leftovers. I just wolfing it down during the commercial break. So I'm going to get the grease off my chin. But yeah, man, yeah, we did cheesesteaks last night. I'm not sure what the boss lady's got cooking. We did, my brother-in-law's been in town helping out around the house, doing all the fix-it jobs, which I'm incapable of. So we've had lasagna. We went out to dinner the other night, had a great meal. So yeah, I mean, we've been stuffing our face, but at some point it's time to get healthy. I don't know if it's going to be Sally's tonight. Okay, that's a bunch of crap. I think we're going to do some pulled pork barbecue tonight. I think she's working on that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what? You know when you're going to get a healthy 2021. That's what you can get.
Yeah, I mean, my dad always said, now granted, my father lived to be 51, not the healthiest individual, but, he always says, as long as your chest sticks out further than your stomach, you know, but as I get older, that is a difficult battle. That is a constant battle.
Yeah, man, it happens, man. Even the skinniest guys get that belly. It's amazing. Hey, guys, want to hear from you? You can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, follow our radio station, 929 The Game. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, across all social media platforms. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about Freddie and this accomplishment. A lot of Braves fans saying, does this help us in free agency? Guys, no. I mean, to put it plain and simple, it doesn't. Freddie winning the MVP, has his team always been attractive with Freddie on it? Yeah, I think guys know what Freddie is all about, and you look at the young players. But, Mike, if I'm a player in free agency, let's just take Trevor Bauer, for example. Am I going to take less because Freddie got the MVP? The answer is no.
Right. No, I mean, look, you still got to pay the man. He's not. There's no such thing as, I mean, by the way, hometown discounts we've talked about. I mean, unless Freddie really is going to take some. I mean, I would think if you're Freddie, you certainly kick the tires on other offers. And just because the assistant general manager from the Braves is now running the Angels, people, as I said, Ken Rosenthal yesterday and other guys, Bob Nightingale, immediately saying, well, Freddie will have some leverage, which, you know, as well he should. We kind of, as we said, I don't think the organization takes him for granted. He had a long-term contract, but I'm not fretting Freddie leaving. I just think that, you know, he's a guy that does his job. I think other people look at this team. I don't know what motivates a guy like Trevor Bauer. I don't know if he's doing these same kind of flirtatious tweets with other fans of other teams, Carl, around the National League. But, I mean, I think guys go where the money is. In the NBA, guys go where the money is and their friends are.
That's right. And I think in baseball, like Mookie Betts, he knew the Dodgers were already good, right? He knew he'd make them better, but they were already really good. They had gone, you know, on this run of trying to get to, I think it was two out of the last 3 years of getting to a World Series. This year was three out of four.
Well, it was trade. It was a trade under the guise of you're going to get a long-term deal, right?
Absolutely. And so for him, you know, I think that's how guys in baseball look at it. If I'm going to the Braves, what's their staff look like? Oh, young arms. Okay, good bullpen. What's the lineup look like? Are we going to be able to rake? Okay, cool. Freddie's there. There are elements, but that doesn't mean that guys are going to come for less than what their value is. And so it's good. It adds, I think, the allure of Atlanta as far as, you know, we always talk about this. We want winners. We want our teams to be winners. We want MVPs. We want chips. This is good. So this puts us in a good light. But as far as, you know, going out and building this team and continue to add pieces, Mike, no one's going to say, yeah, man, I know you guys got Freddie. I'll take $6 million less. That's not going to happen.
I've often wondered, and sometimes, you know, guys will be straight with you. Do you look for the coin or you look for the championship? Is it the ring or is it just the bling? You know what I mean?
Where are you in your career?
I mean, that's just it. I think some guys later in the NBA, we've seen guys chase, you know, chase championships. We've seen guys like, you know, Tom Brady. He could just pack it in. He's decided to try to make a run one more time. I don't know. I mean, I think in some cases, you know, it's hard to get a read. I think as a fan, you like to think that all these guys are in it for the ultimate goal, which is to be, you know, you want a championship. You want, if you're an elite level guy, you want to try to, you know, obviously put your mark on your career where you go to Cooperstown. But I don't know if that, I don't know if that even translates to 2020. I don't know. I'm not selling athletes short, but I just wonder, I mean, are we just being dopes as fans to think these guys all want to go somewhere where they can win a championship? Or if team A is the worst team in the league, but they're going to pay me 10% more, I'm going there.
All right. Let's dive into that in 10 minutes because it's a great question, and it may be something that we're talking about as the Braves attempt to make moves this offseason. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Thursday Night Football, Mike mentioned it. Good game last night. Well, it was until the Colts took over. 34-17, Titans don't score in the third or fourth quarter. And Phillip Rivers said, listen, we're just trying to build on things, man.
You can enjoy it a little bit, but I still think that mindset has got to be, all right, you know, we don't go take care of, you know, you got to keep going. Because we will, unless we continue to get better and continue to find ways to win football games, we'll look back at this one on November 12th and say, well, that was a cool game, but didn't matter.
They were in it. If you, as I said, Tennessee was actually leading at home, 17-13 at halftime. And then it's a couple of plays really changed the entire game. The Colts score a touchdown, and then you get a three and out with a blocked punt. And that turned the game from a three-point game into a 10-point game. Then they miss a field goal on their next possession, a 44-yard shot from Gostkowski. So, and he's had his struggles this year. Next you know, it was a 10-point lead, and then, boom, the Colts pulled away.
Well, and how do you take the Titans out of what they like to do? You build a 14-point lead and then a 21-point lead.
Right.
Henry had 100 yards, but they couldn't control the clock and the ball the way they wanted to because, again, now you're down, Mike, so you're not going to run the ball as effectively as you would if you were up in a game like this. Let's hear from Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback of the Titans.
Didn't come out and execute well in the second half. You know, had some opportunities, shot ourselves in the foot a few times. I think a pass I missed to Johnny wide open on a corner route, early opportunity there in the second half, and just really couldn't get it going.
Told you going into this game yesterday afternoon, the Colts defense is legit. They sacked him, I think it was once, but they had pressure. There was a lot of hits on Ryan Tannehill. He only threw for 147 yards, Carl. That's, I mean, that's terrible.
It is terrible. And Corey Davis, I don't know how he played. Titans wide receiver, if you didn't see this, his brother died of cancer at the age of 27 just the day before. Titus Davis was a star receiver at Central Michigan. He had had a brief NFL career. Corey Davis wanted to play, he said, because he looked up to his older brother, and talking with reporters afterwards, obviously saying that he was his hero, his idol, and he tried to honor him tonight. Mike, I don't know about you, and I always think about, you know, those moments. There have been far few in between, I mean, of guys playing on a situation like this, but Brett Favre's the famous one, right, where his dad passes away. And
against,
you know,
the Raiders, there's that amazing, I think it was a Monday night game.
And he throws all those touchdowns. Everybody reacts differently.
Right.
And I understand, you know, Corey said his brother would have wanted him to play, and so that's why he made a decision to play. But I'm trying to remember a few weeks back with New England, the unfortunate situation with White's parents, I believe it was, who got into the car accident.
Right.
And, you know, he was not able to play, which is understandable. So it's crazy when I see these things happen because, again, you see these guys, you don't think that we don't see them having normal lives or you know, we don't view them that way. But then when events happen like this, you go, man, how could you even go out there? I couldn't have played last night, Mike.
Right. I mean, again, it's all about some guys want to take their mind off it and they'll get home when they're back home. That's when they're going to grieve. Again, the grieving process, as you said, it's different for everybody. NFL Blitz guys on Dukes and Bell. Ben Roethlisberger has not been able to practice all week, Carl, because of the COVID-19 list he's on. He's on that reserve COVID list. They were told he's got to get some negative tests. His knees weren't an issue at all. They said, again, if anything, Mike Tomlin said it's not the worst thing to have Ben kind of, old guy midweek rest, right? Not exactly ideal for a starting quarterback to miss a week of practice, as they said on Pro Football Talk. But this actually with Ben and the kind of, licks that he still takes, maybe not the worst thing. As long as he gets his positive, his negative test, I should say, he'll be good to go this week.
Yeah, Tomlin said they're preparing as if he's going to be ready to go. So we'll see if they run him out there or not. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at Priority Men's Medical. Dogs are not playing, Mike, but Nick Chubb is back. He was their best offensive player for four straight games. He's set to come back on Sunday. He's been sidelined since early October with an MCL injury, but Nick Chubb expected to make his return. And so the Browns are going to visit the Texans. You mentioned the Browns, whether or not they're a playoff team. I asked you yesterday, do you pay Baker Mayfield long-term? Because they did not pick up his fifth-year option. This is kind of a make-it-or-break-it year for him.
Right.
But if they go to the playoffs, I don't think they have a choice.
Yeah, it's one of those where the numbers are, it's kind of, he's had some really great years, and he's had his first season in the league. He looked really solid. And then, of course, all the turnover at offensive coordinator. It's not a slam dunk question. Speaking of guys who are looking really good in their first year in the NFL, we mentioned the Bengals and the Joe Burrow. Unfortunately for Burrow, Joe Mixon is going to be out this week. Geno Atkins on the defensive side is out. We talked about it, the Chargers-Dolphins game with Charles Barkley. Joey Bosa with a concussion protocol. He will not play on Sunday for the L.A. Chargers.
Sunday night. The forgotten game.
What is this game going to look like?
Ravens, Patriots. Patriots still need to win desperately if they have any hopes of trying to get into the playoffs. They're 3-5, 2-2 at home. Ravens 6-2. I don't know. Baltimore is favored by 7, Mike, and that's why I bring it up. They won last week, and I'm talking about the Patriots with Cam Newton, but we've said it. He doesn't have a lot of guys and weapons to throw to. They're trying to run him a lot more. He's taking onus to run the ball. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be enough against the Ravens to try to take things into your own hands. I actually think this might be a blowout.
Yeah, it's a good defense. I know that, Lamar Jackson, he's, all the talk this week, if you missed it, we mentioned it a few times in the Blitz. He was on Rich Eisen's show saying that they got to maybe approach things differently with how their game, either their calls or their formations, because apparently defenses have seen the trends, or maybe is the offense so rudimentary, and I'm not making that a knock to Lamar Jackson. I mean, we kind of did the same thing with Mike Vick the first couple years here with Dan Reeves, but they've got to maybe tweak some things, Carl, if the defense knows what's coming. That's what Lamar Jackson was telling Rich Eisen.
Well, aren't they, I mean, when I watch them, to me, okay, it's like they run that RPO. He doesn't have a lot of reads. It's I'm going to fake the handoff or I'm handing it off. If I fake the handoff, read number one, read number two, not there, I'm out. Like, that's how I see that offense.
Because, like, 2002 with Vic, there was, like, one hot read. I mean, and some kind, later we talked about, Algie Crumpler would always be his go-to guy. You can ask Finneran about that. I mean, sometimes you're like, if Mike would move around by time and the receivers would then move around, then Mike would throw one 50-yarder. But yeah, it's interesting because Lamar Jackson goes from MVP. I'm not saying it's he's having a bad year, but statistically, he's not throwing for the yards he was last season.
All right, we're watching Bucks-Panthers because we want the Panthers to beat the Bucks. That helps us in this division. Obviously, Bucks have been swept by the Saints. We're watching Saints-49ers. 49ers traveling to the Saints. 49ers are beat up, though. But maybe they surprise us. And then next week, Falcons-Saints. We'll talk more about the Falcons and this midway point, how our rookie class is doing. When we come back, how do we get guys to come want to be a part of this Braves organization? We're going to talk about it next.
Do things.
So Freddie Freeman wins the MVP, and everybody is looking at the Braves as a team that's going to be, in the hunt for the next few years. And I don't disagree with that. But Mike asked a question. segment, and I kind of want to explore this, Mike, because you were talking about our guy willing to check and say, hey, you know what, that's more important to me than maybe even the amount of money I might leave on the table. And I said, where are you at? Are you in your career? And let's just use Trevor Bauer, for example. Trevor Bauer, this next deal he's going to get, unless he does a short-term deal, which he could possibly do, but it probably, Mike, is going to be the last major deal. He may get another one if he pitches well for the next 3 or 4 years, but he's going to be in his mid-30s, you know, pushing 35, 36. And we all know, I mean, it just is what it is. Pitchers are concerned. Go find me a 38, 39-year-old pitcher, a starting pitcher, that's doing it at a high level. They're far few in between. So how is he looking at this? Does he want to come to a place where he knows this team is really good? They were on the verge of getting to a World Series. Maybe he's the missing piece. Or does he want to go chase money and say, you know what, I'd rather go to a bad team and make $10 million more a year, whatever it might be. That's hypothetical. Is that what's most important to him?
Well, I mean, we use the phrase outlier a lot this week. He's the ultimate outlier because he's kind of wacky, and he might just want to actually do it for the love of the game. I'm not, he's still going to get paid like a Cy Young Award winner that he is. But he's traditionally, as you said, he's traditionally taking term deals and the chance to make more money, kind of like how you've seen the NBA contracts go of late. He is a guy that definitely does march to the beat of his own drum. So I would say, look, I don't know. I just, every team he goes up against, he has a rivalry with. Again, it was playoffs with the Reds, albeit 2 out of 3. And he sure spent a lot of time on social media interacting with Atlanta fans and having fun with Acuna. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, make more out of it than we should. But I'd like to think there's still some guys out there that, and maybe he is the one. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you feel guys. I mean, there's guys. Dad's favorite phrase at stealing money. George Foster was one of his favorite victims, Carl, when he came over from the Reds. No, sometimes you get the feeling as a fan the guy's just there, you know. And sometimes the guy, obviously, you know, lives, breathes, and eats it, man, and is dying for that chance again. And maybe we're all just suckers because we're all trying to be wishful thinking that these guys care about it as much as we do as fans of the team. What do you think? You've been in more clubhouses than I have because you covered it longer than I did. What do you think?
It really depends on the player. It depends on this too. If you're this scenarios, if you're a guy, you're a young guy in your career, you've won a ring. The next thing you're doing now is you want to make sure you get your money and be secure for the rest of your life. So if you're fortunate enough to be a young guy, like let's say like Albies, okay, and let's say the Braves win next year, he's got a ring now. Okay, next thing he's going to be looking for is that long-term security that I'm going to be good for the rest of my life. And that depends on where each one of these players are. If you're a guy that's been in the game for a decade and you've been, you know, not had the opportunity to play for a World Series, you might be more prone to go to a team and take a little bit less because you know time's running out. So Everybody is just dumb, but I think the Braves are an attractive team. And that's where I was going to go with this, is that if I am a free agent in this marketplace and I'm looking at teams, okay, particular team and the makeup of it, and you saw it in the playoffs and you saw it if you watched all season, it's a fun clubhouse. This is kind of a fun, cool place to be.
It's good energy. It's a good, fun team. You're right.
And so if I'm in the market and I'm at a position of need for this particular team, because everybody, we're not going after everybody, but if I'm looking at these different teams and these different scenarios, Braves are very attractive guys. That's not coming from me. That's coming from agents and people that I know that have been like, if they call, we want to talk, because they know what has evolved here. And there is now, all right, it's more than just winning. There is a culture, I think, around baseball with the vibe that you have been seeing over the last few years. And this is a cool place to be. And I got to give credit to Snicker, too. Snicker is part of that, Mike. I mean, just he is an old school manager. He's also letting guys be themselves.
Right,
and that is creating this personality with Acuna and Albies, and you saw with Ozuna, you know, mix it up. We all jumped in. That's fun stuff. And I think if I'm a free agent, I got.
You'd like to think that. I mean, then again, there's free agents. I mean, two things. If it's Team A and Team B is in Florida or Texas, and they're pretty good, and I don't have to pay state income tax, giddy the up. I'm going down there. I'll give you an example here, Clay. I remember when Tom Glavine signed with the Mets. Oh, my God. Carl, you should have heard the calls we took at the time. Traitor, Benedict Arnold. Like, you wouldn't jump for $3 million more per year. The Braves weren't prepared, or at least the Mets came with a deal that the Braves couldn't match. Tommy took it, I think it was a 30, I believe, I have to look it up. I think it was like a $35 or $36 million deal at the time. You know, and again, since Tommy was also part of the, you know, the union, and he was like point guy during the whole labor issue, you know, people are about, you know, unions down here. But I mean, Braves fans, I'm like, who would, tell me you wouldn't cross the street for $3 million more a year. Of course you would. That's just, yeah. It's naive to think otherwise.
Yeah, I've always said, and it makes me laugh, because it's so unrealistic when they have so much emotion and we go, well, why would he want to do that? Let me tell you guys a secret, because none of us, most of us will not see $100 million in our life. You can live wherever you want, okay? Most of these guys take these deals, and yeah, they have a residence, and it's probably an apartment or a condo or whatever.
Well, hold on, but just sidebar, with all the issues I've had with the IRS, I'm taking that move to Florida, to Texas, okay?
And then you're right, but then I'm saving a house.
You may have socialism, pal. I'm packing every penny away to Switzerland or the Cayman Islands I can. I'm just back to you. I'm just saying.
All that doesn't matter. It really doesn't. If all things are equal, if you have two teams on the table, and we're talking about the Braves, you're just joining us, it's Dukes and Bell, Freddie wins the MVP, and we were just talking about, you know, how attractive the team is and getting maybe those two or three pieces that we might need if you feel like that's the case. And some of that may be re-signing our own guys, by the way, like Melanson. If you felt like, okay, he was a great closer for us, you bring him back, you re-sign him. But, Mike, if everything's equal, Rangers, Braves, okay? And they're good, we're good. You like the vibe, you like the vibe of them. You like the general manager, you like the manager. Okay, everything's equal. But the difference is that they're offering $2 million more dollars. He's going there. I mean, it's that simple. It's just not even, it's a no-brainer. But the problem is usually things are not equal. There's always those little things that you go, well, that, and I don't necessarily want to go there, or my wife might not want to live there. You don't know what's behind the scenes. And so a guy takes that deal instead of maybe going elsewhere because you don't know what's important to him. What's important to me may not be important to them.
Right. I like to think, you know, as we said, that the Braves have created an environment where, yeah, man, this is a place you want to play. One thing for certain, you know, I mean, there are teams out there we know about. We talk about this every time this stuff comes up in the Hot Stove League. And for the younger millennials, Hot Stove is the metaphor for, like, the offseason baseball moves. But I just think Liberty Media, it would be nice to see them, you know, opening up the coffers. But this is a year where everybody's going to be crying poverty. You know, I mean, I do think, you know, that if you look at the Dodgers, there's teams that can spend. The Mets, for instance, give you an example. Cohen bought the Mets. He basically said in his press conference, we're not going to spend like drunken sailors, but we're going to spend. And hopefully we're going to spend wisely. We're going to spend more than we ever spent in this organization's history. That's music to the fans' ears. Yes. There's one billionaire saying, look, get the idiots out that we're running this thing, and we're going to spend because we got the coin and I'm ready to roll.
What do you guys think? 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can tweet at us as well. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. The Braves will do things this offseason. There's no doubt about that. The question is, how much will they do? How much will they do? And is it going to be enough to get us over the top? Club is really good. You now can say, hey, we have the reigning MVP, and I expect Freddie to be healthy and everybody to come back and be healthy and ready to go. But how much will they do? Will they go above and beyond, Mike? If they re-sign Ozuna and they go get Bauer, they went above and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I think we should be doing. I mean, we've won the division 3 years in a row. The first year unexpected. The second year we probably should have gone farther than we did against the Cardinals in the NLDS. I mean, we all know that. This year, you had the Dodgers on the ropes, but you didn't have another starting pitcher to go and give the effort. Mm-mm. I mean, that's it's on one hand, it was masterful and amazing the young guys were able to plug in those circumstances. But I think if you're a Braves fan who's content with that, you're a moron. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, like, well, yippee-ki-yay. No, you got the Dodgers and all the things and all the weapons that they've got. You got them on the ropes, and we had to start a relief pitcher, and then we had three innings we could count on, and the rest was a giant question mark. That's a problem. That has to be addressed. And just because guys were able to plug in, you know, whether it was, yeah, just because like Bryce Wilson or Ian Anderson, I certainly believe in Ian Anderson more than I believe in the Kyle Wright, but you cannot bank on those guys. Yes, we hope they build on that and they're better, but we need to go get another frontline starter and not somebody cheap. When I heard Adam Wainwright, I'm like, yeah, why don't we just call Jerry Kuzman? You know?
How old is Wainwright, by the way? He's pushing
39. 40, yeah, after Cole Hamels, we're going to kick tires on a guy pushing 40? I mean, why don't we call freaking Gene Garber? You know, who's 73, by the way. But I mean, I just, this is what drives me crazy. And I feel sometimes like I'm the only person who understands this when you talk to some Braves fans who like shrug and go, get him next year. No, you get him next year with more weapons.
So it's going to be an interesting offseason. We said that when we lost. We were all disappointed, frustrated, because Mike's right. We had him, and we blew a 3-1 lead. There's just that's it. There's no other beating around the bush and debating it. But what do you do to get back to that point to finish it? And that really is not on Freddie. That's not on Acuna. That's not on Albies. That's not on Dansby. That's not on Soroka or Freed. That's on management to say, you know what, we're going to give you guys the necessary tools so that we feel like we're in, next time we go to battle with these guys, we're going to be ready for them.
Right.
And by the way, Dodgers aren't going anywhere. I mean, if you think like this is a one-year deal, Charles said that he thinks we're going to be good for the next few years. I agree with him. But the Dodgers aren't going anywhere, man. They will, Mike, continue to spend money to maintain this.
Right. And as we said, in our own division, you know, the Phillies, they're not going to stand pat. Now, some of the moves that they made in a short season didn't really pan out.
And the Mets have new ownership.
Yeah, I just told you, Cohen, they're going to spend. There will be an arms race in the East. I hope Liberty Media is prepared to get involved and get down and dirty in it.
All right, man, we got plenty more to get to. Yeah, Man, No Man is on the way. It's our tailgated home edition that we do on Fridays. So, yeah, we'll chop it up. We'll talk with Jarvis, but we also tell you what we got cooking and what's working for the weekend. If you are putting something on the grill or maybe you're just cooking something, hit us up, man. Let us know. Put the hashtag on there, Dukes and Bell, tailgated home 2020. We want to see your picks. And, again, Mike and I, Mike Conti, Bo Morgan, everybody, we get pictures Monday, Tuesday. It's crazy how guys get into the weekend and then say, oh, you know what, I was doing something, and we get those pictures, Mike. So it doesn't have to be today, but it's something we started on a Friday heading towards the weekend, and we maintain that. So we'll get to our edition of Yeah Man, No Man, Tailgated Home 2020 edition coming up next.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man on Dukes and Bell. We provide answers to several rapid-fire questions for the world of sports and entertainment, and sometimes a surprise question is today's question number one.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's our Yeah Man, No Man, Tailgated Home 2020 edition. Jarvis Davis, man, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How y'all guys doing, man?
Man, what's up, Joe?
We're doing what's well, going on, Jarvis. Brother? It's a beautiful Friday, man. How your kiddos doing today?
They're doing good, man. My youngest haven't pinched my nipple today, and my oldest, she got out of school early, so we just been kicking it, man. So things are going good.
Good. Well, I know that you are a connoisseur of food as well, as we bring you into this this particular conversation as we talk about what we've got cooking for the weekend. But I know you might also have some questions, some other things you want to chop up. So I'm going to let you have the floor. I know Mike Conti's going to join us as well and talk about what he's got cooking, I believe, today. So what's going on, man?
Nothing too much. Well, you know, first of all, guys, I got to talk about this Mike Tyson story, man, because, you know, this thing is pretty interesting, because when you think about who Mike Tyson was and who he was as a competitor, and how he used to just maul people back in the day. Like, grown men literally feared this dude. But on his podcast recently, this dude came out and said he used to use a fake Johnson to pass a drug test back in the day.
Like the Wizinator. That's what they used to call
it. Like a Wizinator. Yeah, like a Wiz. Yeah.
Again, most everybody in the 80s and 90s, not everybody, but a lot of athletes were on performance-enhancing drugs. The leagues, the boxing sanctioning bodies especially, were a little slow on the uptick to get that straightened out. So does it really surprise you, Jarvis?
I mean, when you think about, like, because, you know, like a man using a fake Johnson.
Well, again, it's two things.
It's something to that. You know, it's something
it,
to
was
that.
Was it an apparatus?
Something like that. It's not mine.
It's an apparatus.
All.
Again, it has
it's not
a
mine, though.
Jarvis. It is. Pollock talked about this when they had the NFL drug test, because nowadays, to beat the Wizinator, Pollock said, Carl, the guy will actually look at your Johnson. I mean, there's that way you cannot hide what you got. And Pollock said, Carl, to one guy, so how do I stack up compared to some of the other guys around the league? But anyway, no, but I mean, because in the past, you would go in the bathroom, or you'd have your back to the drug tester, and you'd have some degree of privacy, and that's how people use this apparatus, which fit over your privates, and then you could have a little baggie of some other guy's urine, and that's what you'd pee into the whatever.
So here's my question, and I don't even know if I've ever asked this to any particular athlete that I've covered, even the ones that I knew that were smoking. How much does the extra cost you? Like, where do you go to get someone's extra, and how much does it cost you? Because it's one thing to have the gall to sneak it into a drug test, right? Yeah, course, it's a whole nother thing. Like, I can't even tell you, who am I going to get on the phone with to call and be like, yeah, I need some extra pee this weekend?
Who? You know what, Carl? To be honest with you, I was that dude.
What?
Not the one making the phone call. But, you know, one of my homeboys called me one time, and he was just like, hey, man, I need you to meet me at this spot, and I need some of your piss. I was like, okay. I was like, because you know me, man, I'm about my money, man.
How much you charge him?
See, we've been knowing each other since, like, middle school, so I ain't charge him anything. But that was the first thing that came to mind. Like, how do you even come up with a number? Like, how do you come up with a number as to how much you're going to charge? Like,
how many ounces?
Are you charging by the ounce? like what, how are you going to do this thing, man? Like, I needed some help on how to charge, man.
All I know is you're clean. He's not. That cost a lot of money.
And I don't even know if he got the job or not, man. He hit me back and let me know, so...
Nice. Oh, man.
That man's name was Bill Campbell.
Stop it. Yeah, man. Mike Tyson, you know, it's funny. On this podcast that Tyson does, he has come out over the last couple of years and admitted so much stuff.
We've
learned so much about his life behind the scenes. And, you know, like, even I think Jamie Foxx told this story. It was funny. Jamie, because he said, I used to hang out. And Jamie Foxx was trying to do a Mike Tyson movie. And he said, you know, that he hung out, him and Mike were tight and they were hanging out. And Mike had this thing where, like, he'd be like, you know, when he'd meet women, you like BMWs? And the women would be like, of course, yeah. And he'd go out to the parking lot and be like, this is yours. And the women would be like, oh my God. He'd be like, come on, let's go. And then they'd leave. And Jamie Foxx said they'd go kick it. And then, like, the next day, Mike Tyson's boys would show up at the person's house and be like,
we need the car back.
We need the car back. So, yeah, he's explained a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, man, that is very, very interesting. Like, I love these podcasts. I know, like, the podcast world is, like, so overflowed. But when you have guys like Mike Tyson and stuff just being so open and honest, because athletes are taught to do the exact opposite, you know, when those guys are revealing themselves like that, I love to hear stuff like that, man. Those stories always get me hooked time and time again. All right, another story that kind of got me hooked. I don't know if y'all heard, but the Miami Marlins got a female general manager. Kim Ong was hired as the general manager for the Miami Marlins. So Derek Jeter, they're down there getting some diversity on down there, man. What do y'all guys think about that?
She is qualified.
Super qualified, by the way.
Yes. And for those who don't know, again, there's so many people behind the scenes, but she has been an assistant general manager for the Yankees and the Dodgers. It doesn't get any bigger than that. And for her, you know, she's 51. But when you've been a part of baseball ops for 9 years, it's time. Like, this is what we talk about in the NFL where, you know, Mike and I were talking about assistant coaches and coaches of color. You got guys, you know, have been around the league 20, 25 years and never had a shot. So it's time, and I'm happy for her. I think, Mike, I don't know if this is like the new thing. Again, you've got to have the experience and know what you're doing and what you're talking about. But for her, this is going to hopefully open up more doors, as we always talk about, for more women to maybe be assistant general managers, but more importantly, general managers, people who call the shots for baseball teams.
Right. And again, she's been in baseball for 30 years. You know, she's been involved in MLB, as you said, Carl, for many years. And, you know, I mean, you just want people who know they're qualified. It's like, look, you can be a radio talk show host, you're a listener and you want a contest, okay? Like the Brick, you know, there's a lot of guys. In this case, she's put the work in. She's been involved. This isn't like she won the lottery. She deserves this. You know, if you look at the resume, it's very impressive. So, and hey, hats off to Jeter, by the way, because he didn't have to do anything like that. That's a very progressive move, to your point, Jarvis.
Yeah, man. So shout out to those guys. And one more thing, guys. Now, you know, I grew up on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, that was my TV show that it practically raised me. So they are coming out with another episode that will air in actually 6 days from now, November the 19th. They'll bring back the entire cast. Now, this is going to be, it's going to appear on HBO Max, and they're actually bringing back the dark-skinned Aunt Viv, because for those who don't know, she expressed her displeasure with Will Smith and, you know, called him all everything except for a child of God, about how he used to act on that show, because we all know that Will Smith, he ran that show from not only from an acting standpoint, but behind the scenes as well. And they made a joke of her when the light, I call it the light skin, Aunt Viv came on. It was kind of like a joke as the, like, hey, Aunt Viv, you look a little different. So she did not have, she had a lot of issues with that, but she's going to be on it as well. Supposed to release on November 19th, man. So what about you guys? How you guys fans of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I loved it. I think it's going to be on HBO Max. So I think if you have HBO, you get HBO Max. I'm not sure how that works, but, you know, check your provider. But, yeah, man, I'm interested in it. I'm glad that they've made up. You know, time heals, Mike. It heals.
I was a little bit older, Jarvis, so I missed out on it because I was already out and about. You're not watching a lot of sitcoms at that point. But, yeah, I mean, it still was iconic. And, you know, I still know a little bit about it, but I'm not qualified to speak about Aunt Viv.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And well, what's crazy, Mike, is, and you know this, they've done this.
I'm Mike Bell, and I approve this message.
They've done this on other sitcoms, though. They change characters, and it's like literally the next episode, and everybody's like, wait a minute, that's not. And they just keep moving. And that's kind of what they did with this situation. And, you know, people were outraged because at the time, again, there weren't that many black sitcoms on the air. So now this is a story all about how my life got flipped and turned upside down. Come on, you know the theme song, man. Come on. Hey, real quick.
Man, everybody does.
What are you, Mike, you're going to do? What's Becky doing this weekend?
We're going to do some, she's going to pull some pork. And we're going to have some barbecue as the man would say. It's Friday. But yeah, man, appreciate the guys. We did the swordfish the other night from Buckhead Butcher Shop, who present hashtag Dukes and Bell Tailgate at Home 2020. Last night it was cheese steaks, and it was delish. So yeah, man, we got some meat, and we're going to be cooking it. And again, the grill, by the way, I got the gas grill, and I'm still waiting to pull the trigger on either the green egg, or maybe I go with the Komodo Joe. So we got all these decisions, but we're going to have a gas component, and we're going to have a charcoal / pellet component, Carl, here at the dojo.
All right, man. And I can't wait to see the photos. I told Mike as we started the show today, I was in the mood for enchiladas. Don't ask me why. I just was. So I'm doing some enchiladas tonight, but I'm going to tweet those pictures out. But I'm also going to tweet out some pictures. I'm going to grill this weekend because it's going to be a nice weekend, man, to just kick it and enjoy the Masters. I have not decided, to be honest with you, about what I want to put on the grill yet. So stay tuned. Make sure you follow us. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow Squid Billy. He's off this week, but he is cooking, I'm sure. And Mike Conti as well. I think Conti's off today, guys. That's why he's not joining us. But say again? Is he here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Conti, I'm sorry. I thought you were off. That's why I didn't go to you. How you doing, brother? What do you got going on this weekend?
Mentally, I'm off today, but physically, I'm here.
I hear you. What are you going
to
do?
Going to try to do ribs this weekend. Hey, we're getting good grilling weather, so why not, right? Before we transition into indoor cooking. So ribs at some point this weekend as I'm watching the Masters.
Sounds good, man. How you doing? You okay?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're hanging tough, man. I mean, listen, I think you said this a few weeks ago. It's like we got this extended weather, man. It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's going to be perfect this weekend, too. Like, sunny and 70 degrees. Just awesome. So let's take advantage of it and enjoy it while it lasts, right?
Absolutely. Conti, real quick, I know next week, and we'll be telling our listeners more about this, but we're going to be doing, you will be a part of, a Hawks draft show that's going to happen on Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, it'll be myself and Sam Crenshaw and Deshaun Tate. We'll take you through the first round of the NBA draft. And if the Hawks make a pick, we'll talk all about that. And if the Hawks decide to do something with their pick, we'll talk about that too.
Okay, so that's going to be Wednesday. Just giving guys a heads up because next week's a big week. And then NBA free agency starts as well on Friday.
A week from today, yes.
Yeah. So good stuff. Well, Conti, thanks, man. I appreciate you hanging out. I thought you were not there. That's why I didn't go to you, but I'm glad that you're there. Check the pictures out and send them out. Mike Conti, 929, Squidbilly, 929, Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up, C. Dukes. Jarvis, let's get out of here, man. Who brings you this segment?
All right, the Aviation Institution of Maintenance. Go to fixjet.com for more info.
All right, guys, coming up, is there a quarterback on the way for Georgia? Apparently, one is playing really good, and he's already committed. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.